you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, friends. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to be back live in the studio with you on this Monday, October 19th. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Speaking of birthdays, a belated shout out to my son, my oldest son, Dylan. He turned 30 on the 15th. And you may or may not have known I was traveling to South Dakota to celebrate the life and legacy of my grandmother, Maris. And so I was able to celebrate with my son and his family his 30th birthday. And I'm telling you what an absolute joy that was. And my little grandson, Liam, who is now a very, very feisty, fun, and smart 2-year-old. Of course, every grandmother says that. But we had a wonderful time on the very same day. Here's something really cool. So when Dylan was born 30 years ago, he was born on my dad's birthday. So it was also my dad, Larry Dickey's birthday, on the very same day. And so we celebrated his birthday, although this year was kind of a unique year because of the passing of his mother, my last grandparent. My grandmother, Maris, passed away at 93. She lived a full life. And I'm telling you, the celebration was beautiful. And it was just, I believe, honoring to her in the way she'd want it. No grand show or a lot of activity in regards to a lot of show, but very personal, very sweet, very sincere. I had a chance to share some scripture. My dad kind of did the program, and he started it and ended it with the Lord's Prayer. It was just absolutely perfect for my grandmother and a great time for all of us to be together. And my daughter from Arkansas flew in, and so to have all of my kids together and my family, my brother was there. My sister wasn't able to be there, but it was certainly a wonderful weekend. And in that adventure, that grand adventure going from here to there on the airplane, of course, you cannot fly without wearing a mask. You can't. You have to wear a mask. The only time you can not have the mask on is when you're eating or drinking. So, yes, that 5 pounds that I gained over my trip, I was eating snacks the whole way there and the way back. But on the way back, when I was in South Dakota last time, they have these things, and I know it's hard for us to believe that right here in Oregon, but they actually have a place called a Trump store. Did you know that? Yeah, whole little retail space, everything President Trump. Pretty cool. I picked up some stickers, and yes, they have masks. So I decided on the way back to get a Trump mask and to wear, if I'm going to have to wear a mask, why not wear a Trump mask, right? So then the thought occurred to me that I might come against some opposition a little bit by wearing this thing, right? We've had masks before. In fact, Terry wears a Trump mask, and we've seen some support in our travels when he wears it. And so so I decided to wear the Trump mask, and I did a little post, a little comment on Political Cowboys Facebook page that I was going to do this. And the response was awesome. Everybody praying, lots of comments on his post that I said, I'm going to try this. You guys be thinking of me. And people were like, be careful. You're going to Portland. That's a real tough place to wear a Trump mask in, right? So I journey across, and I have to go to Minneapolis, which makes no sense. Go from South Dakota over to Minneapolis, fly back over South Dakota, or a 3.5-hour flight to Portland. So I put this Trump mask on, and when I go through TSA in Rapid City, I get thumbs up, and the TSA people are like, I like your mask, you know, kind of quietly. And as I'm walking through, I'm looking at people's eyes, you know, and it's funny what I notice. People don't look at each other. They weren't really paying attention if I was wearing masks. The people that were looking at me were the security folks that are monitoring and watching people and seeing if they're safe. That's where I got the response. So then on the airplane, I really didn't get much either. And then I get into Minneapolis, kind of the same thing. It was the security people kind of giving me a wink and a wave and good job and stuff. And I found the same thing in Portland. I only had one person look at me and kind of roll their eyes like, okay, whatever. And I had another person look at me like, oh my gosh, you're brave. You're wearing that mask. You know, be careful. Other than that, I didn't get any other response. And then this morning, kind of interesting, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to Jeff Croft's hour 6 to 7 a.m. By the way, great show, Jeff, and a lot of detail. But he said that there's polls right now that has Trump in the lead here in Oregon by 1%. And I'm suspect. I think the silent majority is getting stronger and bolder. And I'm suspect that we're going to see a tidal wave of Trump support. I really am. Maybe call me Pollyanna and really optimistic, but I'm just not seeing it. I don't know about you. Did you watch over the weekend? On the airplane, they actually have where you can watch footage, and I could watch Fox News. And I was watching Joe Biden and his little drive-in rally, and he'd say something, and everybody would honk in the background. And then they kind of panned down a little bit and looked like there was about four cars there in front of his bus. I'd love to see more footage of that compared to the people standing in line to go see President Trump at his rally. It just, the math doesn't add up to me. And so I'm believing, and maybe I'm very optimistic, that our president will win, not only win by a little bit, but win by a landslide. And it'll be an exclamation point, like, let's move forward. Let's get through this pandemic. Let's get back to making America great again. And I'm ready for it. I don't know about you, but I am certainly ready for it. By the way, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Lots to talk about because I've been gone and I saw a lot over the weekend. We're so thankful for each of you that have been sending me ideas for shows, sending me information. And I'm telling you, we are having so much fun going into the second hour. And I was a little concerned moving to a second hour going, am I going to have enough to talk about? Am I going to be able to round up guests? You know, things like that has not been a problem. Even when I travel through the weekend, people are like, hey, bring this person in. And hey, don't forget when you have Jo Ray on, ask her this question, things like that. And I am so excited here in the studio today. Let's see if I can get this all set up appropriately. I have Jo Ray Perkins. She is running for Senate, and she is running fast and hard, and I'm so glad that you're here in the studio with me. Let's see if you're on. Are you there?
I think I'm here.
You're there. Look at you. All looking like a senator. Senator, how are you this morning?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Oh, man. I am excited, and it's been so much fun to watch your campaign, and I'm so thankful that you would come to be here with me in the studio. I know this time is precious, so thank you for being here.
You're welcome. It gets me up out of bed early. Who needs sleep at this time of the cycle?
Well,
I don't.
You could give us a road report this morning, too. You know, this kind of works for me because,
yeah,
you know, as we talk about weather and road reports, how was the drive?
The drive was good.
Good.
Yeah, there wasn't foggy when I woke up this morning. Oh, be careful. There's fog out there. Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
No fog.
Oh, it's a good fall morning, isn't it?
Beautiful morning.
Well, we're going to do something, an adventure. We're going to try for the first time here at KSLM. Jo Ray doesn't even know this, but the second hour, the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to try to do Facebook Live from our KSLM
awesome
page. Yes, I know you're familiar with that. You're live on your page.
Yep.
Hello. So we're going to try it from the different angle and see if we could technology, if we can make it work at the 8 o'clock hour. So be sure to tune into KSLM Radio on Facebook. We're going to try add a new element to the morning show. So, Jo Ray, as you've been out and about, tell me, just kind of give me a state of the state. How's it going?
Well, it's going really great. I need to get out more. So supposed to be the last 2 weeks, but it's going to be the next week and a half. I will be going covering the west side of the state not this last week. This is Monday.
Yes,
I was home all week. So the week before last, I was over in Eastern Oregon and covered. Are you ready? Here we go. Umatilla County. Mm-hmm. So I was in Pendleton, went to Wallowa County in Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Went to LeGrand in, I got to remember all these counties by heart now.
Mm-hmm.
Grant County, am I right? Boy, I don't have the map in front of my head. Anyway, then I went down to Ontario, which is Malheur County, over to Burns, which is Harney County, back up to Baker City in Baker County, over to John Day in Malheur in Harney County.
Mm-hmm.
So Malheur, anyway, I went to all those counties.
You've been everywhere, woman.
I've been everywhere. So there's a few I haven't made to up on the northeast side yet, and I honestly don't know that I'm going to be able to get back up there. We still have to get the whole North Coast range mm-hmm. over to Multnomah County, Washington County, Tillamook County, Marion County, Polk County, Benton County, Lane County, Douglas County, Josephine County. Are you all tired
so
yet?
So how many counties Oregon altogether?
36.
36 counties in Oregon in a state. You are the U.S. Senate candidate.
Yes.
So you cover the whole state.
The whole state.
We only get two senators.
That's it.
And so this is a very important race. And when you heard the news about Trump leading by 1%, you know what the ripple down effect is, though.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Traditionally, and it's been consistently the case, right?
Yep.
It means it polls red all the way down the ticket.
They do. And there's some polling data that I also read. And they do deep polling, like 2,000 people in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm leading. They polled 300 people in each of the following counties, Clatsop, Tillamook, and Lincoln County. And in both Clatsop and Tillamook, I'm up in the 50 percentile.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln County, I'm ahead by 1 point, and that county went blue.
Mm.
So it's huge. And that same polling company also has President Trump up at 49%.
Well, and here's the thing that I'm learning by talking to people that normally don't get involved politically. I even have friends that have never voted. You know, they're in their mid-50s. They've never been involved, and they're voting for they registered, and they're voting for the very first time and kind of walking through that. And what I'm finding is people are tired of the really upset at media. Mm-hmm. They're getting it. They're getting enough of the real information and watching Trump himself, like when they do the C-SPAN and when they do the actual coverage where they don't have the slant of the media. And there's slant on both sides.
Yes.
I was shocked yesterday. I was watching a little bit of Fox News yesterday, and I couldn't believe the slant even, you know, and I've heard rumors of that, but I don't have cable, so I usually just watch through the internet or watch on YouTube. So as you move forward with these polls, you know that a lot of this is people are just tired of the same old thing, right?
Well, that's it exactly. And I'm looking for a quote here. And I was trying reading through. I was going, what?
People are. They're ready for a change.
They're looking for solutions. Yep.
Looking for safety, right?
Yep.
They're looking for law and order.
They are looking for all those things. They want safety. They want law and order. So this is the quote that I was going to look for.
Mm-hmm.
Mainstream media polls are designed to influence public opinion, not reflect it.
Exactly. And when they say likely voter, here's something else. When you hear the likely voter comment, it's not a real accurate.
No.
It's better to poll people that are registered and showed that they have showed up, you know, than likely voter. Here's what I know. When the media keeps saying Biden, 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 ahead, 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 it's hoping to discourage Trump voters that, well, he's not going to win anyway, so stay home.
Right.
Don't be fooled, right? We've got to make sure. And so as I journeyed back to South Dakota and I opened up my mailbox yesterday, it was like Christmas at my house. My ballot arrived. Yay! So I'm so excited to get that in and get it counted. And we're going to continue the conversation with soon-to-be Senator Joe Ray Perkins. We're going to get used to that, Joe. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, stepping on my way. Good morning, my strength to give me just what I need.
Good morning to you. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Monday and every day. I want to give a shout out to those of you that are listening for the very first time. Thank you for tuning in today. We are 1220 AM, 104.3 FM. We are the oldest radio station in Salem. And I'm telling you what a joy it is to be here and a part of this team who really feel it's time to get the message out that we need to support those who are going to stand up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, uphold our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and continue to celebrate those who are going to stand with us. And there has been so much going on the last couple days, last couple weekends in regards to rallies and people uniting for the cause. And yesterday, continuing on the conversation I had earlier, went to South Dakota for my grandmother's memorial service and flying back yesterday, wearing the Trump mask, expecting a lot of resistance and a lot of harassment, did not get that. Got a lot of thumbs up and support. Then I get in my car, Joe Ray, and I'm driving back because I parked my car there, and I'm coming from Portland, and right there on the overpass at I-5 was a big Trump rally. People standing up there and flags and waving, I was like, oh my gosh, that's just like... It was exciting to see right in the heart of Portland, because so many people were like, oh, my gosh, you're brave. You know, and I'm thinking, I'm brave wearing a mask. I think, Joe Ray Perkins, you're brave.
I think
all of these candidates who are dedicating their time, talent, treasure, reputation in a time that it's not easy to be a candidate, and just the obstacles that you have to overcome. And looking at the voter pamphlet, I opened it up, and I know because you and I had communicated that you're working on your talking points, you know, getting your voter pamphlet ready and all of that. And then I see that you don't have your picture in there, and I'm like, okay, there's a story behind
this, and
you could talk to us a little bit about it.
Well,
fill us in.
It's called I Gotta Get It Done, I Gotta Get It Done. Mm-hmm. It's gotta get in, and I have been slammed. So somebody sends me an email or a text message, and yeah, I got my picture, and today's the deadline. Oh, shoot, it's the deadline. I go online, and the way that the system is set up, you have to click the link to your candidate statement. And it's 4:55. In the afternoon
of
the deadline.
Oh, boy.
And I go, I'm calling because I know that if I do this wrong, my entire statement is kicked out.
Oh, gotcha.
So I call them. They don't answer the phone.
Of course.
So I send them an email. I can't get my picture in. There should be a link. I can't get the picture in. They call back or email, I don't remember now, the next day. Oh, too bad, you're too late. I said, great, you have my photo on file from the primary. Oh, no, we can't use that.
Well, and I'm telling you, to have a Secretary of State's office, which segues into tomorrow, where we'll have a candidate for Secretary of State here for a few hours for the morning show. I'm excited about that. But to have a contempt type attitude in the Secretary of State, that is not an attitude for Oregonians. I'm sorry. I think we go, especially if you've done the work to get your statement in there, you know, the picture that goes with. And I'm hoping that somehow it'll work in your favor, and it'll be an illustration like the state is difficult to work with.
Yeah.
We need to vote something different.
It is. It's actually piqued a lot of people's interest.
Yes.
So it's been fun on the other side of they have to judge me based on the words people call, and I know I've got a lot of messages to get back on, and that's what they're looking at. One person at first with my name, two male first names, is kind of a challenge, thought that I was a guy.
Oh, okay. Huh.
And then he said, then Rizal married George. He calls me. He says, okay, you have my vote.
I love it.
He figured out that I'm a female as he read on.
He's doing his research. Yeah. And the other thing I love about it is that I love the very bottom statement. I boldly ask for your vote. And you're asking, you know, you're asking. Some people are afraid to be that bold, and that's why you're running.
Right.
Want their vote. And your email's there and your office phone number.
Yes.
And I think this day and age, so many people run from the public that they don't. And that's the contrast. You are there. You're willing to connect. You're willing to be present in people's life. Did you participate in any face-to-face type stuff this weekend? Were you with people this weekend?
Yes. Yesterday, I was at the Young Republicans event in North Turner, or North, it's Turner address. I call it Northeast Salem, Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys. The map is huge in my brain, so it's still sleeping. Anyway, it was a great event. The Young Republicans, they did a tremendous job. They spent several months having to change venues. Speakers could be there. Speakers couldn't be there because of the COVID.
Right, right.
And so there's a property that we were at, absolutely wonderful place. I've been there for multiple events. And so it was great. I asked when I got up to speak for my 5 minutes, and I'm a candidate. I stretched it to probably 6.5.
And that's expected, right?
Yes.
From someone running for election.
Well, our friend Jeff actually did pretty good.
Good.
He was after me. He kept it. He kept it there. Good. Jeff's wonderful. Good morning, Jeff.
Yes.
Anyway, I said, if you're younger, under age 40, please stand up. Mm. And 80%
fantastic.
Under age 40.
Fantastic.
And this gives me absolute hope, mm-hmm. which I've had for a long time
yes.
anyway. But it re-solidifies that. But I want to share this with the audience, mm-hmm. that there are a lot of young Americans
yes.
that love this country, even here in Oregon.
Yes.
They have their values. I talked to one young man who's a young Republican. He was a Democrat forever. And he walked away. He couldn't figure out why people were being so hatred towards him.
Mm.
And he realized that they were all Democrats, even though he was a Democrat. He couldn't quite figure out if he said something that was not Democrat-esque, that he was getting slammed.
Mm.
And he opened up his eyes.
It's interesting for me because of that generation, and I have children in that generation, mm-hmm. and we had a situation which I'll go into a little bit later at a different point, but the tolerant, they want to be tolerant and tolerate everything,
yes.
and yet if you don't speak their speak, they don't do what they want everybody else to do,
correct.
And it's just, and they don't see it. There's a blindedness mm-hmm. that's going on, and so he saw it,
he
started to relook at his yeah. values and what lines up with
yes.
his values, and that's what I keep
yes.
saying. I've said for 20 years, vote your values.
Yep.
Where are you at? Know you
mm-hmm.
and where you line up on all these things,
yes.
and then vote your values, and that's extremely important. Now, before we get into this break, tell us let's talk about your website. What's your website?
Perkins4USSenate.vote.
Okay, and so we're going to continue the conversation after this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. We'll be back after this. Good morning, a beautiful day indeed. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together on this Monday, and it feels like a fall day. Let's take a peek here at our weather forecast for today. You know, when I was in South Dakota for the memorial of my grandmother, it snowed the last couple days. It was really cool. And I'm thinking, this is why I don't live here anymore. I'm in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, where right now at the KSLM studios, 52 degrees, and it's going to get up to 64, partly cloudy, overnight lows 43. And so I'm loving to be back in the Pacific Northwest. And there are some things coming up that I want to share. But first of all, I want to do a shout out to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for being a morning show sponsor. Thank you, Bill Sunderland. If you have any insurance, any financial planning needs, I would encourage you to get a hold of Bill. He now has a website, sunderlandagency.com. And his phone number is 503-885-0789. And a few things going on right now. Of course, the 40 Days for Life continues at Planned Parenthood, a prayer vigil from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's going through November 1st. We're all praying that abortion will be unthinkable, right, in the hearts and minds of people, and that those that have lost children to abortion will find their healing. We also have a wonderful event coming up on November 1st. The Kicking Cancer Golfathon. In fact, I'm going to learn how to be at Top Golf and golf. I'm not a golfer. I've done putt-putt golf, but I get to do some driving range fun things, and I'm kind of looking forward to that. And so if you'd like to be a part of that and be on Team Stacy and help sponsor me for that, that would be wonderful. You just go to kicking-cancer.org, golfathon, and fill out the form and put you're supporting Stacy Ann, all right? Then on November 14th, Hope Pregnancy Center, just got this in the mail as well, a wonderful pregnancy center right here in Salem. They are having a light that shines through. Hope Pregnancy Clinic is doing their fundraiser November 14th. Hopefully we can get them on our show and talk a little more about that. So put that on your calendar. And Joe Ray Perkins, you know, one of the things I love about you is you're connected to the community. You've served, you've worked, you are an Oregonian, you're connected with your constituents. You really love this state and your community, and you're wanting to do more, right? And so is that why you're running?
Well, I'm running because this is what God said
mm-hmm.
go do. He put it on my heart, and
mm-hmm.
it's been Tissue, please.
Oh, yes.
I tear up. It's been a phenomenal journey.
Yes.
I get a little verklempt. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite words to use when I tear up, verklempt. Mm-hmm. Is that, or who turned on the sprinklers in my eyeballs? Anyway.
Cutting onions again is what we say at our house.
Onions.
Cutting onions.
This state is amazing, and that has been the most fun part. Well, the whole thing to me is fun anyway, because it's what I'm supposed to do. Journey of seeing the beauty. I've been able to see parts of the state that otherwise, honestly, I would not have gone to see.
Right.
And this is the unfortunate part. My husband has been home working, so he hasn't been able to travel with me. Mm-hmm. He will soon, and he'll get to go to all those places where I've been able to see. But the people are so appreciative. The East Side, they love that I've been over there multiple times.
Yes.
They're very open over there. They really don't care what the government says. Mm-hmm. They're going to meet. And I ask people on the West Side, get bold, please. Get bold.
Yes.
Get together. They cannot and do not have eyes everywhere. They cannot be everywhere. Open up your churches. Get together. Mm. Don't be living under fear.
We need to get over that. We need to move forward, for health reasons too. I want to remind our listeners, you know, we're hearing, oh, an uptick and all of this, but again, we don't have confirmed numbers. They just say presumptive.
Yes.
And so it's speculation in my mind of, you know, maybe they've increased their testing or whatever.
Well, they have.
And
that's
so
it.
We've got to keep asking the questions, and we got to keep countering that with our friends and family to say, okay, well, how many of those were confirmed? Well, they won't have an answer because they're not giving us that information.
No.
And so we do need to be bold. Now, when you go to the Senate and your role as a U.S. senator is to confirm judges, right?
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit. So there's been a lot of spotlight on the senators because they've been having these judiciary meetings in regards to Amy Coney Barrett, right? Mm-hmm. And boy, with my travels and everything last week, I got to watch some of the hearing on the airplane, which is interesting. And I was so impressed with her memory, her no notes in front of her.
Yeah.
She was able to really directly, in an honorable way, when they were coming at her with vengeance, in a sense, and a gotcha, trying to do a gotcha. She just was so appropriate. I love it.
So amazing to watch her countenance.
Mm.
She is secure in who she is.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what she knows, and she knows how to not be tricked and sucked in.
Yes.
To what they want her to say, and they didn't like that.
Mm-mm.
That she's... she's very smart. This is something that I personally have noticed, that liberals think that female conservatives are not smart.
Right.
It blows me away continually. I just scratch my head. Ladies, show your intelligence. Don't be afraid. It's
well,
okay.
Yes.
But yeah, it's fun. But the most important duty, the number one duty, in my opinion, of a U.S. senator is to either confirm or not confirm the presidential nominees for federal judges and the associate justices to the Supreme Court.
Mm.
They control way more than what we realize. It's equal branches, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. They're supposed to be co-equal branches.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we time and time and time again have seen judges legislate from the bench.
Yes.
We're seeing that right now with General Flynn.
Right.
And that judge... they could fire him if
out
they
of bounds.
Wanted to.
He's out of bounds by long shot.
By a long shot.
Yes.
Why don't they fire him? Because they would they would claim it's all about politics.
Yes.
And
everything's kind of in a holding pattern, I think, in regards to people wondering why people aren't getting arrested and all this information coming out. You know,
it's the judges.
There's a process here. And so as a senator, you have an opportunity then to give a thumbs up or down on these confirmations. That's one of your roles, right?
Yes.
It's not a House thing. It's a Senate thing.
Correct.
To confirm. And I think we're learning a lot about our government. We're learning how this works and how a bill becomes a law and veto power of, you know, the executive branch, which is the president here in this case, or Kate Brown in our state case. Are you seeing this a lot on the trail? People are confused sometimes about, well, if it's an Oregon state issue at the state house or at the federal level. Are you having to tell people, no, I'm going to be at the federal level?
Yes.
I've heard that. I've heard that there's been a little bit of
confusion. There is confusion. And so people are always asking me what district district am I running in?
Mm-hmm.
The entire state. So if you're registered to vote in Oregon, I am on your ballot.
Yes.
I actually haven't even opened up my envelope yet. I'm
a
little busy. It will happen. But that people do get confused. They go, oh, okay. And so then they'll ask me questions, and I'll say, well, that's a state or a local issue,
mm-hmm.
not a federal issue.
Right.
And I'll talk through it with them, and sometimes we'll find a federal connection.
Yes.
But it's my goal is to focus on the federal.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, federal does influence state.
Right.
We see that with the EPA and the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality.
Right.
It's very clear that that happens. So we need to make sure that that is that they are not directive agencies in that manner.
Right.
To where, oh, they said to do this, therefore we must do this. No, it's state issues should remain within the confines of our legislators and you, the people.
Yes.
That's where it should be at. And from the federal, my goal and my job description is in the Constitution. So for those of you that don't know where it is, you can go online. It's so easy. U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right there.
Yes.
That is the job description. It's
right.
Very simple. It's not very long. Way shorter than today's job descriptions. And so I will legislate according to what that says.
Exactly. And so you represent Oregonians at the table, at the federal level.
Yes.
It's really pretty simple. So we need to have someone at the federal table, at the U.S. Senate, that represents Oregon's true interests. And
correct.
When we send you there, we're sending our values, because we line up with your values, up there to make
right.
those decisions. And when you make those decisions, you're going to look at the Constitution. You know, of course, the Declaration of Independence
right.
is how we got our charter,
yes.
right? As a union, and then on to the Constitution. And so when we look at your voter pamphlet and the things that you're going to cover in regards to what are the issues that you want to see for Oregon, to fight for Oregon, what are your issues?
Well, what's in the voter's pamphlet and what's going on today?
Mm-hmm.
There's been a massive change.
Sure.
The issues that I talk about in the voter pamphlet, those are the staples
right.
of what is going on. People want less government interference.
Right.
They want their government to be honest with them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to propagandize us
right.
to pieces. Firearms or, you know, Second Amendment. I stand on the Constitution, so it's hard for me to break these out by piece
yes.
because, like, I am a constitutionalist.
Right.
I'm an originalist.
Right.
Now they call it a textualist, whatever's in the text. So I look at those things. If it's in the Constitution, that's what I'm going to fight for. Today, it's in there, land use.
Yes.
Wildfires. I'm seeing
that's
the paper
huge
over there
issue
about
right
the
now.
Forest Service.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we, our battle seems to be against environmentalists. But here's the crazy thing. We have more in agreement with environmentalists than we don't.
Right.
We all want clean air.
Yes.
We all want clean water.
Yes.
We love the beauty of the forest, but we want the forest to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where they worship the earth so much, some of them, not all, worship the earth so much that they, the proverbial phrase, cannot see the forest for the trees.
Mm.
You can't, so in land that's been put into the Wilderness Act, it, if there's a fire, they can't use mechanical equipment to cut a fire line. They have to
wow.
do it by hand.
Oh, my.
Give me a break. They can't cut a tree with mechanical equipment. They have to do it by hand. This makes no sense.
Yeah, in the common sense in a lot of these bills and things that they're legislating,
yeah.
it just makes no sense. And what we know here in Oregon is we want a plan. We want a comprehensive plan to maintain
yep.
and protect our fire
mm-hmm.
From fires, right?
Yes.
Our forests. So
yes.
you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're in hour one with Jo Rae Perkins running for U.S. Senate. Excited to have her here in the studio. Hour two, we're going to open up the phone lines. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can plan now, 503-589-1220. When we come back, more information and more details. We'll be back. Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM 104.3, 1220, and streaming live at kslm.news. If you're listening in online, thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Ann, glad to be hanging out with you on this Monday, already October 19th. We're seeing 52 degrees right now at the KSLM studios. Partly cloudy today, getting up to 64 degrees. And I want to say thanks to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley. They're ready to go above and beyond to serve you. Give them a call, 503-939-7099 for any real estate questions or needs you may have. And as we move along, I've got Joe Ray Perkins in the studio. And Joe Ray, you know, you're running for the Senate. Senate is a really critical position and represents Oregon well. And I feel that personally, and I've only been in Oregon since January, the middle of January, but there's been such a disconnect all across the nation. And it's not just here, but it's in other states too, where people are listening in, that their representation at the state house, the national state house, is so out of touch, so disconnected. They're kind of become a part of what they call the Potomac fever, is what I call it, where they kind of like living there and they kind of like, you know, coming back when they can, but they're mostly there and they're just out of touch. How are you, when you're our U.S. Senator, how are you going to stay in touch? What's your plan for that?
My plan is to make sure that I'm coming back here on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to fly home pretty much every weekend, mm-hmm. which means Friday, mm-hmm. get on a plane, fly here, get out, meet people, and fly back. But I will also keep my personal cell phone number active,
mm-hmm.
and my goal will be to answer it personally as often as I possibly can.
Right.
I think it's important to stay connected to the people. For me personally, to stay connected to why I'm being called to be in D.C., and that's going to help me stay grounded. And then I ask people, please help me keep my feet to the ground. You know, if you think that I'm getting to strain off, call me out on it. I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to question. We don't question enough.
Right.
And so we need to start, you know, sending notes to our elected officials. I know I'm not very good at it because I figure, you know what, they're going to ignore it anyway because they're Democrats and they're going to vote with their party.
Mm.
That is not me. When it comes to voting on bills, my staff and I will read every bill first. And
yes.
we're not going to read it just say, well, we've read the bill. We're going to be reading that bill, making sure that it is absolutely constitutional in that, is this an appropriate bill for the federal government to take up,
mm-hmm.
or is this a state issue?
Right, right.
The only way that I would vote on something like that, based on the current knowledge I have, is if it is undoing
right.
and overstepping of bounds.
Well, and it's protecting, again, those premises of the Constitution,
yes.
protecting personal responsibility,
right.
protecting our liberty and our freedoms. And when you have that as your template, it really makes it easy to get through all of the minutia of all the information. And I learned this when I worked in as a kind of a grassroots person in Pierce, South Dakota at the Capitol, that there's always add-ons and things that kind of sneak up and mm-hmm. you know, consequences to passing a bill forward that's unintentional. You have to sort all of that out.
Right.
And so really, as you move into that next phase, when you're elected, you know, then it's getting the right people around you, right?
Correct.
Surrounding yourself with the staff
yes.
and the folks that'll keep you connected here
yes.
to Oregon, and you'll have offices here and all of those things. So what is the next couple weeks look like, and how is it going fundraising?
Fundraising is going good. We are still raising money. That's the hardest part of the job,
mm-hmm.
and but you get the blessing in joining in with something that you believe in, and so that's we want to make sure that people have that opportunity, and you can do it on the website PerkinsForUSSenate.vote, and all that money is going to be going into advertising,
mm-hmm.
On the radio. Some live streaming and some internet advertising. So we're kicking that into high gear this week. We've got digital billboards up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm attempting to get a couple more digital billboards. We had a big influx of cash come in. Big in my mind, small.
Sure.
Small.
In the big picture
the
of big, things.
I mean,
yes.
we're talking a minnow in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
in the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
But God is amazing and stretches that money. Like, I'm amazed continually when I look at the bank account and go, wow, we have that much money? I'm shocked,
multiplying,
but I love it.
Multiplying the efforts, yes.
And so it does come in. One of the people that I follow about 5 days ago, he posted out there, for every $1 that you donate to the Perkins campaign, the Merkley campaign has to spend $43 to counteract it.
Yes, and that's the truth.
Because they have to work harder to sway people. And a recent poll showed that 71% of Oregonians blame the Democrats for what is
going on
in Oregon.
Yes. And the law and order issue seems to be the biggest one that I've talked to. People want safety. They want things back in order. The second is, of course, opening up Oregon, making sure that we have an opportunity to live again in these businesses that have all of these struggles to get open. So as they're talking about a new stimulus package up in, there's very well, even the first of the year, when you're up there and you get sworn in, you're going to be looking at budget things and looking at ways to help folks. You know, it may be a real tough job
and
that you're taking.
That right there is going to be the toughest job, because I'm looking at this. I'm going to be darned if I do and darned if I don't, because I have to look, and I have to look very closely. Where is it constitutional for the federal government to be taking $1.8 to $2.2 trillion, a number that you cannot fathom, and give it out? Now, the only justification is returning the people's money.
Right.
That's the only justification that I can even come close to coming up with. The fault rests in the state, because, you see, it's the blue governors and the blue-run big town cities that are crying out for the money. We need money, we need money, we need money. Well, maybe if you weren't such tyrants and you would let your people run their lives themselves without you interfering, we'd be prosperous.
Well, and I think about all the revenue based on the laws here in Oregon already, that if it was open up, you know, all because people would be working, you know, they'd be paying their state and local taxes. People would be out and about, you know, all of those things. And so it's based on their decisions, or trying to say, no, this is a Trump problem or a Republican problem. No, it really isn't.
It isn't.
In these, because in state of South Dakota, unemployment is very low. Everybody's prospering and they're inviting people. They never shut down. Yes, there's businesses and things that, you know, they're mandating masks in their business. People choose to go there not if they want to wear a mask or not wear a mask, but it's such a different climate, and they're not suffering, you know, they're not suffering at all economically. And so there is a philosophy in these blue states that's oppressive to the people, and they're feeling it. And guess what? We're going to lose Oregonians if this doesn't change.
I have a lot of friends that are moving out
and
I'm dismayed by it, because it's like, we need you to stay here and fight.
Stay and hold your ground.
But if we need to be a Gideon's army, let it be. I will be part of that army.
I think the remnant is here, and we need to be bold and brave and continue to stand for the things that we love, our country. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, wrapping up hour one, going into hour two. Joe Ray Perkins running for U.S. Senate right here with me. We're going to continue on. We'll open up the phone lines in the first of the hour. If you want to give us a call, 503-589-1220. We'd love you to join the conversation. We'll be back after this.